flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mike?
Our God, we thank you for the many blessings that you give us. We thank you most for the blessing of life and the blessing of your mercy. We ask that you watch over us, and we ask that you keep us in your love, and we ask that you give us your wisdom and understanding. Please be with our troops, our men and women that risk their lives for us. Keep them safe, and we pray for peace. In your Son's name we pray, amen.
Amen. Past 9:30, public hearing continued on annexation of 2.068 acres to Oxford. Is there anyone here like to address commission?
The only extra citizen here. You're not here on the annexation.
Okay.
This was originally came on the same date the immigration workshop took place, and we continued it that day because Oxford is obliged to send a resolution of the services it would provide to the territory proposed to be annexed were it annexed. And they had not done it by then, and they have not done it by now. And I think it's a default in what has to be done to complete the annexation. I'll leave to you whether you want to just dismiss it for Oxford's procedural default or whether you want to continue it to a later date.
Well, why don't we just continue it for one more session, and if they don't comply, then we'll dismiss it. Is that
can we communicate it to the parties?
I will.
So I have communicated with their attorney, with the attorney for the petitioners, and he knew that this was the date.
Okay.
Is there a reason why they haven't? Or
I don't know. I know that they have, like many municipalities, they only have maybe one or two meetings a month. But I think the day's gone by when they had a meeting since the petition was originally filed.
So I will talk to Jane Howington and see what they.
Are you aware of any opposition?
No, there was nothing came in. It's all owners have signed to annex, and there's been no objection to my knowledge from the township trustees in Oxford Township, but there's been no communication from the city of Oxford at all. I was told that this was an annexation due to need for utilities and Oxford's policy not to extend utilities unless there was annexation, but people will find it hard to annex if Oxford won't say they'll serve them when the time comes.
I think that the people annexing would want to get that letter
right
in advance.
Thanks, Gary.
So we'll continue this public hearing.
Great.
Dave? Motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Fox?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes. Sir, do you have anything that you want to bring before commission? That's it? No? Okay. Go on to communication.
Approve travel and training, accept 3 resignations, cancel county engineer maintenance bond for Hughes Woods number 2 under environmental services, approve change order 3 and 4 for the new Miami sewer water reclamation facility, approve extension of public sanitary sewer services to Denison sewer replacement, approve transfers and appropriations, approve contract with Lifespan through Job and Family Services under miscellaneous, accept resignation to the MRDD board and approve an appointment and approve amendment to contract with CSCA Domestic Relations and Clerk of Courts.
There's no changes. I move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Fox?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
And Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes. Is there anything you want to bring up?
I don't have anything.
Move to approve or adjourn?
So move.
Second.
Commissioner Fox?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Well, I'm glad I got here on time.
Yeah, it's